Right, so where do you want to start with the Milan? Where are you up to? So why don't you start to read? Because I don't have any luck.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not doing passage right now, we're doing a drop of the Ramcha. Let's do a little, let's see a little. Oh, let me go for it. Okay. So how about this? Part of the Bechina of Tikkun, there were two things involved with Tikkun. First of all, this is Bechina called the Ma. This is at the bayah open or technical. There's Bechina that's called Ma. Bechina of Ma. Everything is broken. Everything's totally destroyed. So then there was a tikkun to a certain extent. Hashem made a tikkun a certain amount in order that we should have all work cut out for us, but not impossible. First it was totally destroyed, and Hashem made a particular amount of tikkun, and that was the fixing. Part of the fixing was the Ma'achadosh. The Ma'achadosh, this land of the Ma'achadosh, that's what we want to access. When we get this light, everything is fine. What that basically means, the way the Ramchal explains, is that everything, the Ramchal was allowed to develop to a certain extent, and that was it. And we always have the power to fix everything. We need to fix, we can fix everything. Everything can be fixed. But we need to access the Ramchal, so we need to remove anything blocking us from being able to finish picking, to finish fixing everything. And part of the fixing was that there were five partufim, five different bechinas that worked together. That's what these aspects, partufim and class things means. There's an aspect of working together. The minute things are set up so that they can work together, we just have to not stand in the way. That's what it comes down to. So we look at the story, which we haven't seen in a long, long time. When we're learning this, we're learning the story also, we'll see that one of the big impediments, perhaps the biggest impediment, there are different parts of a person's life that hold me back from Hashem. And they can be very important things. As soon as, like, you know, we speak about microbiotics, right, and this idea, and that idea, and they're important things, but they're holding me up from my ability to connect to my father. It could be, he talks about, it's like unbelievable, he talks about bodybuilders being strong and being eating healthy foods. He talks about a group of people who are into wine, into women, into money, into like different things. That's what their life is revolves around. They think that's the purpose of the world. And all of these things, like Rav Nosson says, they all have a drop of truth to them.
Isn't that Nestor prayer?
Yes. They all have a drop of truth to them. And that drop of truth really messes us up because we need to have all of these in Yana. Person needs money. You don't want to have money? Good luck. The Chovas Rava says the very first step of preaching, if you want to separate yourself from the world, the first step is setting up money. You should have a way of living, money, food, water, shelter. If you don't have that, you're not going to do too well in your avoda. It's just not going to happen. You can't do avoda when you're starving. You can't do avoda when you have no shelter. It just doesn't work. It doesn't matter how sincere you are. Usually, maybe there's an exception, but like for most of us, this is not going to help us. We have to run after money. But then once you run after money, so then you're hooked and you're finished. It gets very hard to be spiritual and run after money, except the money. It's not easy. And the same thing in everything. We all have things driving us. We need to have food. We need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of the different aspects, different elements. And how do I make sure that I'm not part of the group that's looking for happiness? And the happiness they're looking for is through this desire or that desire or the other desire. It all comes down to get this bechinah of the Ma'achadosh. I need to get to this place where everything can be fixed and everything's all ready. It's like ready. It's fixed to a certain extent. We just have to finish the fixing. We have to become vehicles for the Shekhinah. We have to embody the bechinah, the Katsufim, the Zinyanim. We have to work together and start to bring in a tikkun to the world. That's what it's for. That's what we're here for. That's the first thing. The very, very first thing.
Why don't you start with Ma and instead of Ben.
Okay, so Ben was the break, and Ma is the fixer. Okay, that is the break. The break happened in the beginning of Malchus, especially. All these things we're talking about, Pashas and Malchus.
Which is going to be above that.
Yes, exactly. So then we have this beginning of then, the beginning of Ma. The beginning of Ma fixes everything. The Ma comes from the Netzach. The Ma comes from the Netzach. Oh, yeah. The Kamala explains that the person's forehead, we all have this neon signs, like letters saying what we did wrong, what we need to fix, what we did for. People who can see. I don't see any great, but the people who see, they know. He describes it like in length. He describes it very much. Beautiful, beautiful things. Zorachai, unbelievable things. So the Ma'achadosh, it's all planted on our foreheads. It came from the Bechina of the Metzach, which is our foreheads is a reflection of that. It's all on the forehead. We have to connect to such an extent that we fix, we get the Ma'achadosh and our foreheads are shining. It says actually, like we saw, that when the person goes to Mikvah, he's all of this. The sins get wiped out, and you don't see anything, at least till after Shabbos. That's why the Chamsiyom is at least don't mess up now that you went to Mikvah and you're clean. Mm-hmm. Now you're getting angry, you have to get bring it all back. Why? So just relax. It's Shabbos Kodesh. Again, you want to get to the penis of Shabbos. It's a big it's a big work. Really, we're trying to clarify. It all comes down to where am I holding on the Netzach? Where am I? What's is there? Do I let the light out? Am I shining? Am I poor? Or am I? You know, someone who can see this says, "Oh man, poor guy. Didn't make minyan. Didn't make mikvah. Didn't garnish. What did he do? Well, what's going to happen? Nobody's voting with him. I mean, what's going to be with this guy? This problem, that problem. You know, wake ourselves up. Wake up. The people can see they saw us. It's not a question." Also, the project in the Zohar and Balak, I think we might have spoken about this also, that the two Chachamim came to help with a very young man, the Anuka, and the maybe it's before Balak, I remember, someone that was from Midbar. So I saw him, his mother said, get a blessing from these sages. They were part of the author of the Zohar, they're part of the Zohar, in the Zohar. And he said, I don't want to go near them. He looked at me, he said, they didn't say Shema this morning. See on their forehead, they didn't say Shema. You know, so we spoke about this. They were involved in Hans's Kala for an orphan and a whole mitzvah. So you see, again, the beginning of the story, being able to see, a bit perceived, we have to fix ourselves. And that's this part of the beginning of these five persufim, which we'll talk about what they are, Bez Hashem, the time. What are these five persufim? They can, it starts to become, instead of being that part of the problem, was each element worked alone. Now it's all working together. And that's the same thing in the story as well. We have all this, the master therapy, but all these come together. Fix this one, and the final thing to fix is money. Money is the hardest thing to fix. That's what Bez Chaim Shemitov said. He says, there's no sin of chidim anymore. Mashiach's going to come with a big checkbook and everything will be fine. That's what he said. It's not part of the sin of chidim. It's all the gratuitous hatred. It's really all money. It's all money.
But they were really stuck.
Huh?
They were really, really stuck.
Who was?
The people that worshipped just money.
Yes, they were.
In fact, they sacrificed each other. Literally.
That's right. Just like today. Just like today. You give me 10 shekels, I'll never speak to you in my life. What happened to you? Relax, it's just 10. No. And then he goes out, he cools himself off, and buys a nice coffee. Yeah. For 13 shekels. No. That's okay. What happened to you? You went crazy. It was crazy. Berserk. That can't be the GS Hive coffee. You pretend, sir. What are you doing?
Does that all come, this Ma'acharos come from Shabbos?
Part of it. A great really? Part of it, yeah. Yeah. That's what Nessun. Nessun's a long discussion about this, the garments of Shabbos. Shabbos is the best way to access the Ma'acharos. That's one of the easiest things. The more you bring Shabbos into the week, the more you fix. Yes, definitely. The Nesim Mamish talks about it without any. And it fixes always the Ma'acharos. The idea of the Ma'acharos is that everything's fixable. You need to bring the light of Shabbos into the week. The Ma'acharos was a new light of Ma that fixed all the breaks. That's the third prayer. That's the beginning. So yes, because we bring Shabbos into the week, So it's, oh, as he talks about Shabbos garments, because you're different, now you're not making clarifications, everything goes up, you don't make specific clarifications. That's why you can't do Malach. He has a long, long discussion about it.
Is it also related to Michael without him blowing me short of Seth Israel?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't remember if he brings that. It could be, though. I don't remember if he brings that, but it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, Bilam was saying that in a way of focusing on their positive that he wanted to blast by Ein Hara. That's why he starts as a Zohar. It's like really scary. So when you want to say, oh, how beautiful, how special, may you never use it. Like that's what he's trying to do. And Hashem didn't let. But. Very dangerous. He said, wow, this guy like never gives up, die hard. Die hard. He doesn't care.
Yeah. I was wondering when this British lady says that they mentioned Yaakov is obviously is like the era from and the part that's not yet by Mishra is the children's stuff.
He was trying to find any chink, any way. He tried hard. Tried so hard. You read about what he was trying to do and you just can't believe it. You say, wow, this guy was just never let up. Never let up.
Because his hands, he had this amazing access to Hashem, but he was in love with him. And he knew he couldn't do his own thing. But he's not right.
He tried hard, hard, he tried hard. Didn't stop trying. Didn't stop trying. Didn't stop. Stuff. That's part of the idea of the donkey speaking.
About the
donkey speaking.
The donkey?
Yeah. Hashem said, the Zohar says, Hashem said, what, you think you're so great that you have revelation? Here, your donkey can have it too. Who do you think you are? Who cares? What does that make you? And the donkey's like, uh-oh. But he still went. Money. Make a lot of money. And he came back to get his reward when they, his advice worked. Anyway.
Wasn't his head chopped off or something like that?
No, there's a whole mice was like, I think it's also in Bullock. I don't think it's in Pinnacle, I think it's in Bullock. What happened? He ran away. He did see that. Whole mice.
He got shot with the rock from the Kohenim. Shot down from the sky.
This is right here. It's a whole mice. It's a whole mice. Hashem shows us the zochus, the or the machalos. There's a lot of people think I'm messing about that shit. Right? I remember what I remember a little bit. I took that. I wrote that on one of my elam. I don't remember 100%. It's just the main point.